Unit 6. Law and Crime. Reading 1. The History of the Death Penalty. In the United States, the death penalty is sometimes given to people who are guilty of committing very serious crimes. These crimes could include first-degree murder and treason, or betraying one's country. Capital punishment was brought to America by early settlers from Europe. In early America, people who were found guilty of murder and rape were routinely executed, either by hanging or by a firing squad. Convicted burglars, thieves, and even counterfeiters often received the death penalty. This was thought to be a deterrent to other criminals. People began to feel that criminals were not evil. Instead, they were victims of poverty, poor education, and lack of opportunity. Society should help criminals rather than kill them, they thought. Another reason for the change in thinking was economic. Prisons were very expensive. Early American states could not afford to keep many people in prison. Rather than keep them in prison, convicted criminals were executed. But as society became richer during the Industrial Revolution, prisons became more affordable for society. Because of this and other reasons, keeping criminals in prison rather than executing them became a viable option. By the mid-1800s, many states banned the death penalty, except in the case of convicted murderers. But those states were mostly in the northern states. The southern states kept the death penalty for many crimes. That trend continues in modern America. Even today, most executions happen in the southern states. The southern states are considered more conservative than northern states. In the southern states today, death by injection is the standard form of execution. It is considered the most humane form of the death penalty. In the last few years in America, the debate over the death penalty has grown more widespread. A recent argument against the death penalty is that some of the people who are found guilty and sentenced to die are not actually guilty. New methods of verifying evidence, such as DNA testing, have helped free many death row inmates. Because in many cases, criminals cannot be proven 100% guilty, it is not right to sentence them to death, opponents say. There is a chance that they may be innocent. In fact, the governor of Illinois recently halted all executions in his state. In Illinois, some death row inmates were shown later to be innocent of the crime for which they were imprisoned. After that, the governor was afraid that some people being executed were wrongly convicted. Another argument against the death penalty is the high cost of executing a prisoner. Someone sentenced to die has the right to appeal the sentence several times. The state has to defend its case each time before a higher court. One study found that it costs more than $1 million in legal costs for a prisoner to exhaust all appeals against the death penalty. Despite the often heated national debate, the majority of Americans are still in favor of the death penalty. According to a recent study, approximately 65% of Americans still believe that the death penalty is appropriate for crimes such as first-degree murder. In cases of mass murder, the percentage in favor of capital punishment is even higher. More than 80% of Americans wanted the death penalty given to Timothy McVeigh, the man who killed hundreds in the Oklahoma City bombing.